Gateway to Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. Coming up in just a few minutes, Classics by Request, right after our regular Saturday morning feature, Odyssey, hosted by Jonathan Overby.
The resonant sound of string instruments hailing from India, like the sitar, are slowly taking up residency in world music ensembles across the globe, with their addition of new textures and richly layered timbres that are progressively moving toward adoption by a number of diverse musical families. There is another lesser-known stringed instrument like the sitar, a musical cousin, called the sarod, a fretless, resonant instrument equally important in Indian music. Some historians believe the sarod, whose name roughly translates to beautiful sound or melody in Persian, descended from the Afghan rubab, a similar instrument originating in Central Asia and Afghanistan. Others speculate that the guitar-like oud may be the origin of the sarod. The strings of the sarod, crafted from steel or phosphor bronze, are plucked by a triangular-shaped pick called the plectrum, made from a polished coconut shell, a piece of ebony, cocolobola wood, an animal horn, or a cow bone. The sarod, negotiated by players who don't necessarily adhere to a specific school of performance or use of prescribed fingering techniques, are in some cases self-taught and rely for the most part on their own personal playing preferences over any formal school of approach. Sarods, in contrast to the sweetly textured move of the sitar, are recognized for their deep, somewhat weightier introspective sound. And because it is a fretless instrument, the sarod is able to produce continuous glissandos, or slides between notes. Unlike other Indian instruments, the sarod is not ancient, and in fact is not very old at all, probably no more than 150 to 200 years old. And because this lute-like stringed instrument of northern India has 17 to 19 strings, it is, by comparison to its western counterpart, the guitar, not easily negotiated. Some ask, what will become of popular classical Indian instruments like the sarod? Will it and others remain primary instruments singularly unique to their homeland? Or will they continue to forge pathways into Western music structures? The fullness of time will perhaps reveal the outcome. For now, what remains exciting to many sarod makers, players, and followers is how this relatively youthful, though ancient-sounding instrument, which marries well with others, is gradually reconfiguring music norms with modern applications that are often edifying and intriguing. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.
That was the Odyssey series, a Wisconsin Public Radio feature created by Jonathan Overby and engineered by Joe Hartke. You can hear more of Jonathan's celebration of world music this evening. Tune in to Higher Ground at 7 right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning and welcome to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and I'm so glad that you're joining me, especially on this last day of the year. It's sure been a week of holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and I sure hope that you've had a wonderful holiday. Classics by Request today for 2 hours, and there's still some room if there's something that you'd like to hear, and you can do one of two ways to get your request in. You can either call the toll-free number. It's 800-442-7106. 800-442-7106. Or you can also send in your request online. Our website is WPR.org. You'll find at the top of the homepage the bar that goes across. Click the word music. The bar comes down. Click where it says Classics by Request, and it gets you right there to the online request form. To start off today's program, an online request from Lucetta and Howard in Madison, and they are requesting one of their favorites, a work called Symphony on a French Mountain Air for piano and orchestra, and it's by composer Vincent Dandy, and they especially want to hear the performance featuring pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet, who performs with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, the conductor Charles Dutoit. Here's the first movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beginning today's program with the first movement from the Symphony on a French Mountain Air by composer Vincent Dandy. Charles Dutoit conducted the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. The pianist was Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Coming up next, a work by Antonio Vivaldi here on Classics by Request.
Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Simply Folk. These programs and many more are possible thanks to listener support. You can learn about WPR programs, schedules, and so much more at WPR.org.
Support for WGTD and NPR in Walworth County comes from Broggy Coffee House and Wine Bar in Williams Bay, offering live music, special events, local fine arts and crafts, and homemade specialty dishes. Details online at BroggyCoffeeWineMusicArt.com.
Classics by Request for 2 hours on this Saturday morning. In fact, the final Saturday and the final day of 2016. Today is December 31st. Glad you're with me. I am answering some phone calls, some emails, online requests are coming in. I'll do my best to get to as many as possible. At 12 noon this afternoon, it is live from the Metropolitan Opera, and today's opera is The Italian Girl in Algiers. Continuing now on our program here with an online request from Robert in Monroe, who would like to hear anything featuring violinist Nigel Kennedy. In fact, Robert is enjoying a new album he has now called My World, that Nigel Kennedy has composed all the works by himself, and as Robert says, he's a very talented musician. What I found for you, Robert, today, I hope you'll enjoy. It is the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 3, Catalog RV 230 of Antonio Vivaldi, featuring violinist Nigel Kennedy and the Berlin Philharmonic.